Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hello, welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. Hey friends, welcome to spring, my personal favorite season, just because it's the new year vibes. And when I lived in Miami, I had no idea like the purpose of spring because there is no seasons there. And I used to have had all this pressure to feel like I should reinvent myself at the beginning of the new year. And I'll never forget this one. It was late January, and my sister-in-law, who I love so much, shout out to you, Christina. We were like sitting in my backyard in Miami, and I'm just sitting there. I'm just kind of like a blob. And she's like, you know, you're like in a funk. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I've been calling you. You don't answer the phone. I was like, what is a funk? Like, I had no idea what that was. You know, nobody ever taught me about like mental health or depression or any of those things. And she's like, yeah, you know, like you're just in a haze. And I was like, oh my God, like you're so right. And it was actually like the first time I recognized that in the winter, even though there is no winter in Miami, there's just actually really nice winter, like weather in Miami, I go into like this little cocoon. And now that I live in a place with seasons, I see it even more. And it also has to do with my business too, because my work gets really busy November, December. Like everybody wants readings at that time. So then January, I'm just a bit burnt out from everything. And January and February are these months that I just like really go in, and had no idea that I did that. And it's actually really, it's like pretty hard for me, but it's also one of those things that like I can't, nobody can really get me out of this like introspective place that I go to. And even though I'm aware of it, it still catches me every single time. And I think it was like last weekend, the sun came out and it was warming up a little bit. And Benny was like, oh no, here comes Nikki. Like he says, I just turn into like this little flower that like blooms when spring comes, which is so funny when people, when the people around you sometimes know you a little bit better than you, you know, because they're like observing you. I was like, oh, that's so funny. And I guess that's why I enjoy spring. My good friend Danica, who has lived in seasons for many years, I guess for, yeah, a lot of her life, she was like, oh, you're going to love fall over there. And I do love fall here. I love the like the change of colors and stuff like that. But I remember the first spring, I was like, Danica, you didn't tell me about spring. I was like, flowers start blooming, like little daffodils start coming out. And she's like, yeah, you know, I guess so. But I was just like, for me, it's just the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today. I actually did a group reading on the audience. So I know you guys are probably wondering like, how the hell does she do that? Basically, I'm doing exactly what I do in a reading. In my soul readings, I have a little format that I follow, which I know some of you know what it is because I teach it in Soul Reading Method. And instead of just reading a person, I read the collective energy. And in this case, I'm reading the collective energy of the listener. And I actually know you guys like as a collective very well because I do the Monday readings on Instagram. If you guys watch that, you definitely, it's super fun. You should definitely watch. Every Monday I do a little reading. You know, like you guys have a collective energy. Whatever brings us all together, there's just a connection between all of us, right? So yeah, I'm sure that if like some random person that doesn't know about my Monday readings, if we force them to read the, like watch the Monday reading or even listen to this episode, it may not be for them because maybe we've gone outside and like try to bring somebody who didn't like naturally find this, or maybe, you know, that they weren't called to it. I don't think it would resonate, but there is some sort of force or energy that's bringing us all together in this moment. So therefore there's going to be tons of differences between all of us, but there is some sort of collective body between all of us. And I could read that. So that's what I did today, which I found really fun because what's been happening is in the Monday readings, I'm recognizing, I'm like, oh, people are manifesting like in a big way. Like I really felt like you guys are moving from one path to the other. So to me, that's like, if you've read my book, Soul-Led Living, in the book, I talk about the default path and the soul's true path. And it's not that the default path is necessarily bad. It's just like a path that we've been told to be on or that we're on by default because of like our own wounds. Like sometimes it's like we don't even want to be on that path, but we have these little wounds or these little things that make us feel separated from who we truly are, like the power of what we're really capable of. And those little wounds, those little kind of breaks in our energy keep us on this default path. But so many of you are really making the leap, all of you really that are listening, are making your leap to the soul's true path right now, which is super exciting. And it looks like it's just coming because there's a greater sense of like believing in yourself, or at least knowing that you're worthy of more, which I'm super excited about. It's like, I see you like on one path and like looking at the other path and being like, I think I deserve more. Like there has to be more. I believe I'm worthy of more. I think I deserve more. I want more. But it's really coming from a really beautiful, like new upgrade in confidence and self-empowerment. So really excited for all of you. And I'm guessing I'm included in this because, you know, like I said, we're this like one body. So because I know that that's what's happening with you guys, I really wanted to, I was asking myself the question, well, what do they do in the meantime? Or like, what do we do with this time in between where we are and where you're really trying to go, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, whatever you're trying to bring in, like, what do we do with that time in between? Because that time in between is really important, because like we could kind of mess it up if we're not clear on what we're meant to be doing or how we're meant to be holding our energy. So I wanted to do a deep look into what do we do in between manifestation. So I'm going to take you through my reading. Okay. So first thing I was looking at is the path, which I explained to you a little bit. So you're jumping from like one path to this more true path, which is really excited. And that's really coming from this place of, I think there's more, I deserve more, I want more, and like, but in a very empowering way, which is really beautiful. And what you're jumping towards and ultimately like where you're truly going to land is this reinvention. It was like so exciting. It felt like you might even look different. Like it felt like very physical, like the physical, like your home or maybe the way you look or what you have is really going to look different. It's going to be noticeably different. So it felt like a reinvention, kind of made me feel when an artist totally changes they like rebrand, you know, they totally look different. So it's a reinvention, which is really excited. So like a rebirth. And of course, that stage before rebirth, which is death and kind of that cocoon, is the worst. I've been in it myself. So it's kind of moving into that butterfly stage. And it might not be just you. It could be the business. It could be home. You know, it could be whatever it is that you're working on. But it looks like this thing is going to be reinvented and almost like a debutante, like put out into the world. Really beautiful. So I always like to see what is the energy that is between where we're at and where we're going. And I got two E's for you guys. So where you're at and where you're going, what gets you there and what's kind of like is that in-between space is a mix of education and effort. So what that means to me is that you're definitely, you know, doing and trying something new. You're just not that good at it yet. And there will be education. So make, and I feel like I've been seeing this in the reading. So make sure you are educating yourself, whether you have mentors or you're reading or you're watching a course or you're self-educating, right? So like I'm doing this podcast and it's definitely not as great as I want it to be yet. But every time I do a podcast, I'm like learning. I'm learning like, and I'm listening back to it. I'm like, okay, like this worked, this didn't work. I should try this. I should try that. So I'm self-educating, right? Like, but I'm educating myself through my own action and by my own critique. So education and then effort. So effort felt to me that you're actually trying, because definitely what you're doing, it seems like you have some days that you believe in yourself and that you believe in the vision, but it does seem like because you're a baby at this thing right now, you get exhausted and like sensory overload really quickly. So it's easy for you to give up on yourself very quickly. Then let's say somebody who's been doing it for a long time. So you might even have these like mentors in your life that you're like, why doesn't this person ever doubt themselves? And it's because you want to look at them as like an athlete who's more established and has, you know, has more strength than you do. And you're just like still trying to get from 5 pounds to 10 pounds. So you get exhausted easier. And if you are not aware of your exhaustion, basically your brain starts playing tricks on you. So there is like effort to be made, but it's almost like an effort that it can't be truly consistent or as fast as you would like, because there's so much doubt because you're not strong enough yet. So there needs to be an awareness that this effort is not going to be mentally easy, that it's actually going to be like hard on like your body and your mind and like your own, I'm trying to think of another word for energy, but it's like your own stamina and your own like life force. So in other words, like you might get tired a lot, but that doesn't mean that we stop the effort. It's the effort that is important, but it's also going to be the thing that kind of exhausts you. After looking at your path, I wanted to say, okay, what is the purpose? So as a collective, right, what is our soul purpose and why are we doing this? Why are we going through this hard thing of reinvention and all that? What's the purpose? Why does a soul want to do that? And what I was getting was, you are truly meant to be an example to those around you. So actually you winning on this thing that you're doing, like this crazy manifestation that you're going to make and that you're going to make happen, is because there are people around you who are either watching or are going to watch you later. So for example, when I was learning how to do readings, nobody was watching me, right? Like nobody even knew that a Nikki Novo existed trying to do readings. But ultimately, once I figured it out and started to have clients and, you know, have a wait list and all that stuff, then people started to know me. And I was expansive to some people that maybe wanted to do something like me. So I was an example. So you might not be an example right now as you're doing it, but it looks like you will be an example when you're on the other side. And that this, and it could also be just, I'm an example to my children. I'm an example to my best friend or to my friends that don't believe that there's more for them. Like you truly are going to be an example. And that is why you're meant to do this. So I say that too, because sometimes it feels like what you're calling in might feel self-serving because it might be something like really fun for you to have. And whether that's money or love or, you know, home or something or business. And it might feel like, oh, well, I want this. And sometimes I feel a little weird about why I want this. But the reason you want this is to actually show others what is possible. Like that's really why the soul is going after this. There's such a need for examples right now because of where the world is trying to, you know, evolve into this place where we're thinking about things differently, that we're seeing systems differently. And we, I guess those of us who are listening, are the kind of early adopters of what might be possible and how things can be done differently and how we can like live differently, have lifestyles in a different way. We're the early adopters, we are early downloaders of that information. And there's all these people behind us that like are not aware of that yet, but we are starting that trend. So, and that could be in a very small way in your community, right? Like that doesn't have to be anything huge, but you are thinking of things differently. You are really being like, maybe I can do this like really crazy thing and make money this way. And that is where the whole world is meant to go, but we have to have examples of it first. So no pressure, but you're an example. Next up, I like to look at the current purpose. So to me, you know, purpose is kind of this like big thing that can take the whole lifetime. But current purpose to me is like kind of the to-do list, like the very human things that are important right now in order to help us reach the current purpose. And that is also to me, that was the question that I was asking, like, what do we do with ourselves when we're in this in-between stage where there is nothing to show, where it's all trust right now and it's all faith? And, you know, I'm sure this podcast is super validating, you know, so I'm happy to bring it to you. And that if you found it, it's like definitely a sign for you. But at the same time, there's nothing physical yet, or there's not too much that's physical. And that is hard. So what do we do in that time in between? I think there's also a lot of times there's that question of how much effort do I put into this? Like, I don't want to be super forceful. I don't want to be, you know, like masculine and pushing it, you know, because this type of manifestation is really not about so much like doing everything. There is a lot of effort here. So there is a lot of like following what you're being asked to do. But more than anything, this is a shift. This is like you move from one place to the other through an energetic shift. So what does that mean? That means that your vibration changes. Literally the field around you begins to vibrate at a higher vibration, and therefore you attract things of higher vibration. So you might have heard me teach this before because I'm pretty sure I've talked about this on the podcast, but I want you to remember that you currently, think about a ladder. There's 0 to 10, and perhaps currently you are vibrating at a 4. And what you are trying to bring into your life is vibrating at a 7. And it's not that, I don't know, let's say the car you want naturally exists at a vibration of 7, like that Tesla is always going to be a 7. No, it's that the version of you that feels worthy and is like feels good about having that Tesla is a version of you that is 7. So it's a reality that vibrates at the 7. So I don't want you to think like, well, that doesn't make sense because there's like douchey people out there that have a lot of stuff. Are they vibrating at a 10? Like, are they more spiritually like sound? And the answer is no. It's the what I want you to think about is it's the vibration of the reality. So it's the version of you that's in that reality is vibrating higher than where you are right now. What I want you to think about is not so much like, how can I fill up my to-do list and do all the things and stay up 24 hours and get all the things done? I want you to really focus on how can I make greater energetic shifts? How can I vibrate higher? How can I hold that vibration longer? And I'm going to go into details about kind of how we can do that, but I don't want you to focus on the physical doing efforts, even though, like I said, there's going to be a lot of effort, but that's going to be more led by what needs to be done. But also, even when you're doing those efforts, I can submit to get a mortgage loan feeling super shitty and being very scared about if I'm going to get that loan or not. And I can also do all the hard work of submitting a mortgage loan, which is the worst, the thing I hate the most. I can do all that hard work by being like, this is easy. This is going to happen. This is no big deal, right? So that vibration is higher than this like, oh my gosh, I'm not worthy of this. I'm not going to get this. I'm so scared. I can't believe I don't have this house. I'm not going to have a house. Both of those scenarios both have a lot of effort, right? So it's not about, oh no, I'm not supposed to do anything. I'm just supposed to chill and hold my vibration. No, they both have effort. But one effort is at one vibration and the other effort is at another vibration. And that second one that has a little bit of a, you know, chill vibration, what's going to happen is because there's that vibration, there might be some things that are taken off the list for that person who's like trying to submit that mortgage because they're in like more of a vibration of flow and ease. And that's why there's like lucky breaks in that path, but only because of the vibration they're holding, where like the other person who's freaking out might meet a lot of resistance. They might even get like a parking ticket while they're doing it, or, you know, all these things start to fall apart because of the vibration that they're in and that they're almost like adding more work to their plate because of where they're at and what they're thinking. So, you know, I don't want you to think about the to-dos, the things that you must do. I want you to think about everything that you do, the vibration in which you're doing it in. One thing I saw for sure in the current purpose is that you want to stay focused. So like inside your little tent, it really feels like you're going to get very little validation that this is working. Yesterday, I was looking at these little flowers, you know, seeds that I planted last week, and I went to go look at the soil because I planted the seeds last week, and I went to go look at the soil and there was nothing. Like, I was like, is this even working? Like, are these, I'm so excited to see those flowers. And this is the first time I plant some of these flowers. I'm so new at gardening. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, Benny is helping me, but he just laughs at me the whole way. So I don't know what's really going to happen. And of course there's nothing. The seeds, they have no signs of growth yet. Like, I have no idea if the seeds are going to work. And it feels like that may be the case for you, where there may be very little signs that this is going to grow. Because just like a seed, I mean, if we would rip that soil apart, maybe the seed would be like slightly expanding. That's probably like the most we would see right now, because when it expands, it, you know, starts to grow like little roots. But it's hard. There's very little validation when something is starting. So you have to stay in this tent of, I'm not gonna, like, when I go visit those seeds, or maybe I won't even visit the seeds because Benny's watering them, so I don't have to. But if I were watering them, I just got to stay in this little tent. And when I say tent, I mean tent of focus, tent of mindset. Okay, yeah, like, this is where I'm at. Like, I don't have to think about any, I don't even have to think like, oh, this is absolutely going to work. I can't wait till I see this. Or I don't have to think this is not working. I just have to be like, I'm currently being pulled to take care of these seeds, to water these seeds, and I'm excited to see what comes out of it. Like, I don't have to falsely convince myself that it's going to be the most amazing garden, because I really do not know what that garden is going to look like. But some, I do know something's going to come out of this. I'm putting new effort. I've never planted flower seeds, you know, until the week before last. I wasn't planting any seeds. So of course, something new is going to come into my life. And I was guided to plant these seeds. So in this place, it's such a game of mindset. Like, I cannot stress that enough with you guys. Like, you really have to keep your mind in a neutral position and really notice when you're getting exhausted and when your mind starts to go to weird places because you're tired. So because you're doing something new. So let yourself rest, you know, drink water, eat the right foods, like take time off. You're definitely not going to move as, you're not going to be able to move or do as much as you might even be used to in something you've been doing before that had more momentum, right? So like, let's say I've been a stay-at-home mom, I'm awesome at it. There's a lot of momentum there, but now I'm trying to start a new business. I might think like, man, I'm like badass at like taking care of these kids. I can get a lot done. But for some reason, when I do my business, I can only get like two things done a day. And that is by design, like because you're getting tired, you're going to get tired because there's no momentum in this new thing. And because you're so new at it, your muscles are weak where your muscles are super strong in the thing that you're an expert in, right? So when you start to notice that fatigue of your muscle, right, of your mindset, of your, you know, belief, your faith, because you're putting so much faith in what you're doing, you have to take a break and really start to reset. So you're going to need more breaks and more resets when it comes to this, more than like other things that you're doing, so that you can not be exhausted and then go ahead and pick up the thing again. So doing it nonstop for 24 hours is actually not the answer right now. It's more like doing it, noticing when you get tired, and then not thinking about it for a day or 2 days or whatever you need, okay? Because there is such a game of like strong, healthy mindset right now that is so important. When I say tent, to me, when I do the readings, I stay in a tent is kind of how I see it, because I don't let anything that is not my pure connection to the divine come in. And I've just kind of established that. That's like why I'm really good at the readings, because there's nothing outside of that tent that makes me unfocused. Where like sometimes, let's say if I'm sitting down and I'm outside of my little tent, I'll be, you know, writing something and I'll look at my phone like 17 times because I'm not in my tent. So in this thing that you're doing, remain in whatever your tent is for this. So it's like, if I said, you know what, I'm going to do this podcast and I absolutely know that like it's meant for me. There's a lot of things I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, whatever. When I am thinking about the podcast, when I'm working on the podcast, I remain in that tent. Like I really do not allow distractions or self-doubt to come in because I already made that decision. I already knew that it's true for me. So when it comes to this, I like do my best to stay in the tent, which is like a neutral mindset. And I really watch any sort of other thoughts that might be coming in. Next, I was getting that it would be really great to have some sort of morning mindset routine. So, you know, really like letting yourself kind of tell yourself like, okay, what kind of mindset do I want to have during this time? And having something, and doesn't, I know everybody has different schedules, but like having something every day that reminds you of the mindset you said you were going to stick to. So it could also just be like a journaling practice where you're helping your mind get to a neutral place. But I did see some sort of ritual that supports the importance of a steady mindset during this time. We talked about this already a little bit, but definitely focus was important. So you watch your distractions, you know, and maybe watch, you know, any boundaries that are not tight, you know, like sometimes, especially in the beginning of my business, I remember there was just so much I had to say no to socially because I knew where my focus was. And now I get to like say yes to things like socially so much more, but I had to say a lot of no's because I knew what my focus was. So really looking at sometimes, yeah, the way you're functioning now in this new place, it's going to be very different than where you were before. So like you have to decide what's important and what's not important. Like what's a yes to you, what's not a yes. This felt specifically people related. Like it felt like maybe I used to always pick up my kids at 3 because that was what felt right. But right now I'm really feeling like I would love to leave them in after school until 5 so that I have those 2 more hours to do something. So it's like almost like something that got me by with this relationship just a few months ago may not be what I need now. So it felt like relationships that there might be a need to like rearrange the boundaries, be a little bit more clear, because you're shifting into what is important. And it felt like time related. You know, my mom sometimes loves to call me during the day and wants to talk to me for, no joke, like 1 hour. And I have learned that I can't answer those calls like in the middle of the day. I will call her at the end of the day or maybe on the weekend, and I will give her that time. But I have to stay focused on like what I know is important. And I know that really a phone call for an hour will like break the flow of my day. So I have to say no to that, even though I don't really always want to. Most of the time I do want to say no, but even there's days that I would love to be distracted right now. Like I'd love to like hear my mom talk shit about like her neighbors, you know, but I also know what is important currently, and I can't say yes to those things anymore. And that's what this felt like to me. So it might be relationship related. Lastly, in current purpose, I saw following through, although you don't have all the information. So it felt like I'm thinking about doing some in-person events, super outside of my comfort zone, right? I mean, I've done like talks, but actually like putting on a larger in-person event is outside my comfort zone. But I know I need to follow through with it. And there's like a part of me that knows like I'm going to fall through with it, and there's going to be so many things I don't know and so many holes and so many things that like will possibly like not go smoothly, but I still know I need to go through with it. Does that make sense? So it feels like you may know that you're about to go through with something that you do not have all the information, that of course you're going to miss something. Of course you're going to get something wrong or off, or, you know, it's not going to be as efficient as somebody who does know what they're doing. But you still had to follow through anyway. So this felt very much like closing the loop, full follow through. Like, do not stop. Like, if you said you were going to open this thing, like completely open this thing, even though there's going to be a lot of things that you might not know. And then to, of course, stop and fix the things as you go. But my sense is that your intuition is telling you there's so much you don't know. And that's what's scary, you know, but it doesn't mean that you don't do the thing. So going through with what you know you're meant to do. Lastly, I wanted to ask, you know, if I was reading you, I would of course get nosy about predictions. Like, when is this thing going to happen for this person? And of course, I can't give dates because we have so many different people here, and that the timing will spread out for all of us. But I was getting that this idea of when feels like it's an opportunity. Like it feels like it's almost like an ask. So like something happens that you kind of are involved in, because it's outside of your, it's like the next level to what you're already doing. And I was like, okay, well, when is it supposed to like truly like manifest? And it felt like you still have to get like comfortable, like almost like set up a nice structure, a nice home before you invite the person into your home. So this stage right now, it does feel like there's a lot of building happening. Like I'm building things, I am setting structures, I am setting routines, I'm building myself. Like I'm getting the right mindset, I'm, you know, proving my concept, like this kind of feel. And then once that feels comfortable, then you kind of make it known, or you make it like asked. For example, let's say you're like going through a rebrand, like that business might be a good idea. Like you are going to change your website, change colors, like, you know, do a total rebrand. And let's say you also know you want to get a publishing deal, like a book publishing deal. It's like, don't go shopping for the book publishing deal if the branding that you know is about to change anyways, if it hasn't been changed yet. If you want to start dating, but you know that like you don't feel super good about your job yet, and like that is really more important, I need to get that settled, then don't force yourself to date, and just allow yourself to get to like a better place with the work. And then you're going to feel better to like bring this person in. So it felt like there's an opportunity, but to almost like hold that before that opportunity comes, whether you invite it in, like whether you like make the ask for it, or it shows up, looks like it shows up after you get yourself settled. So whatever that means to you, it feels like nesting, settled, ducks in a row, container, home. Also, it even feels like that's the focus right now. Like that's why I think there's a lot of doing, you know, right now, a lot of effort. And once you've built proper container, proper home, then this opportunity comes, or you know that you're ready to like ask or invite the opportunity in. Okay, friends. Well, that's what I have today. I really don't want to confuse you with any more to-dos or information. I know we could probably talk for longer, but this is a good amount. And I hope that maybe you even re-listen to kind of see what is truly for you. Of course, when you're listening, probably not everything in here is going to be for you, but you can use your intuition to understand what is for you. And one of the ways to do that is like, what stood out to you when I spoke, right? Like what felt like was in bold letters, or what felt like it was louder, either in your body or in your ears, or it kind of flashed in your head, right? That is one way that our intuition is talking to us through other people. So definitely don't take anything from here completely blind and be like, Nikki said, I need to do that. So I need to do that. I want you to really hear what you heard is true for you from this conversation. And I'm super excited for you and definitely can't wait to hear what's going on and cannot wait to like receive the postcard when you have manifest or brought in whatever it is that you're working on. And I hope this helps you guide this in-between place and give you a little bit of direction as to what you can do with this time in between the manifestation that is absolutely coming for you, absolutely meant for you. We just have to stay in the vibes, guys. All right, I love you so much, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.